How good it is to see you. Now today's theme is back to front and upside down, and hopefully that will all make sense in a little while. I know some of you have asked, where's our goodie bag? Well, we don't have a goodie bag today. I've got something a bit different because it's very hard to push the goodie bag through the computer to anyone who's watching at home. But hopefully they will be able to do what they need to do with the things that they have nearby, and I will provide them for you because you're here. Hello, Joy, come and sit down. No, that's my seat, you sit on that one. That's good. Okay, so hopefully our theme will become a little bit clearer as the service goes on, but for now, let's start by singing a couple of songs that we really like. First one is My Lighthouse.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse. I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
we come by the grace of the one God, creator of beauty, lover of justice. Let us bless God forever. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, one with us in sorrow and in joy.
Let us bless God forever.
We are one in the Spirit who fills the church, breath of life, making all things new.
Let us bless God forever.
Come and worship the holy and glorious Trinity as we pray together. God of the feast, your wisdom calls us, your word teaches us, and your love feeds us here. Give us grace to welcome one another as you have welcomed us in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Well, our theme today, back to front and upside down. Jesus sometimes turns things upside down, back to front, inside out when we follow him. When he explains how God wants us to live in God's kingdom, even though we're living right here on planet Earth. So I've got a video for you of a boy who looks at life rather differently. Okay, let's see if we can get this.
Hey YouTubers, I'm going to be showing you a handstand that I really like doing handstands. I'm walking on my hands. Please like and subscribe. All right, let's start off.
Well, what do you think about that? Now, that's not something I want you to try at home, particularly if you're a grown-up, particularly if you're wearing a dress, or particularly if you're wearing a skirt. All right, kids might like to practice it outside after the church service. But I have to tell you that today we have a very special lady here who is an awesome young lady from our young and awesome group, woohoo, which is Elizabeth. Come on down, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is going to show us how to look at life in a rather different way. Go, Elizabeth. Okay. Wow, I think she deserves a clap for that. What do you reckon? Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. I also suggest you don't try that one unless you know a good chiropractor. So today's lesson is not really going to be teaching you how to walk on your hands, because to see me do that would not be a pretty sight and someone would need to have 000 on speed dial. But today's story is going to talk to us about looking at things in a different way. So Clinda's going to read us now from Scripture.
So this upside down way of looking at life comes from Matthew 20, chapter 1, verses 1 to 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said. And you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
Thank you, Glenda. Now that might seem a very strange way of looking at paying people when you think of today's workforce laws and how the unions would get onto you if you didn't pay fair wages to all your workers, but that's not really what God's talking about there. I've got a nice little video that we're going to see now. Remember, a denarius was a normal day's wage. So if you earned a denarius a day, you'd be feeling pretty good about things. Here's a wrap. This is a wrap.
There once was a man who owned a vineyard and needed some men to work very hard. He hired some men early in the day and told them a denarius would be their pay. And every few hours he hired more men, telling them the same again and again. Then in the evening he gave them their wage, but the ones who came early expressed outrage. "We worked harder than anyone here. Aren't you being just a bit unfair?" "I'm not being unfair to you. A denarius was what you agreed to." You agreed to that. "Now take your pay and go. And go. Even though you think it's low, it's low. For I'll be gracious to whom I want. I'll be generous even though you aren't. For many are victims of circumstance, and hiring you early was a matter of chance. There are Christians who live quite a long, long time, laboring all day, taking care of the vine. But some get saved after they are old, or live a short while after entering the fold. But nonetheless, on judgment day, both may end up receiving the same exact pay. For the point is not simply doing his biz, but rather revealing how gracious he is. Denarius. A denarius.
So, some people work really hard. Who do you think works really hard? Do you think maybe, who's the hardest worker you know? Maybe a doctor. Are they the hardest worker you know? Or no? Maybe a mum. How about that? How about mums? Do you think mums are the hardest worker there is? Yeah? Oh, there's a few mums here saying yes. Hands up if you think that the minister is the hardest worker here. Oh, yes, all right. Okay, there's one vote for that. Oh, no, two votes for that. What about a school teacher? Oh, who'd be a school teacher? No, who'd be a school teacher? Yeah.
They need to be always on.
Well, I think with this year, with all of the extra things that they've had to do with COVID, maybe they. I would not like to be a teacher this year. They've been very hardworking. I think everybody in their own way is a hard worker. But how long have you been working in God's vineyard? What I'm going to do is get the microphone and my sanitizer cloth. Ha ha ha, who said oh no? I'll ask them first. It's microphone number one. Yep, okay. So how long have you been working in God's vineyard? It's not a real vineyard, so there's no grapes to eat along the way, but It's in the field where God has put you to work. All right, so who's been working in God's vineyard for a long time? Has anyone been working in God's vineyard for 100 years? No, nobody's that old. Okay, who's the oldest one here? Joy, you might be the oldest one here. How long have you been working in God's vineyard?
Oh, about 30 or 40 years. I was kicked out of St Andrews.
Oh, no, not in this, not in this church, but in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
40 years. Anyone been working in God's vineyard for longer than 30 or 40 years? Oh, here's a lady. She's been working in God's vineyard for a lot longer than that, maybe. 60 plus years. Wow, that's good. Anyone else like to share how long? Maybe someone's only been in God's vineyard for a little while. How many years have you been working in God's vineyard?
13.
13. Wow. How old are you? He's 13 years old and he's been working in God's vineyard for the whole of that time. That is awesome. I think we should give Liam a clap. Yes, that's excellent. I've been working in God's vineyard for a long time too, because like Liam, I don't remember a time when I didn't walk with Jesus as my friend and saviour. So I've been working for Jesus for a long time, but I'm not going to tell you how long.
21 years,
Jim. For at least 21 years. Thank you, Clenda. All right. So, what are the wages that God promised you when you came to work in his vineyard? Who'd like to answer that one? Here's a young lady. What did he promise you?
Love.
He promised love. Okay. What else did he promise you, wage-wise?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness is a good one. That's a good big loud outside voice too. Thank you for that. Salvation. Ooh, here we're getting some good words. All right, so if he promised, how long, I better come over here with the microphone, otherwise I'll get yelled at. All right, how long have you been working in God's vineyard?
Oh, a little over 25 years.
Okay, and so he's promised you salvation and forgiveness.
And love.
And love. And he's promised the same to me, and I've been working in his vineyard for longer than that, longer than 25 years, because I'm more than 25 years old. Did you know that? I am.
29.
29, okay. So is that fair and reasonable that I get paid the same as you in love, salvation, forgiveness? Hands up, yes. Yeah, hands down. Hands up if you'd only been working in his vineyard since last week. So 1 week. Do you think that's fair? Salvation, forgiveness, love? Yes, I think so. So Jesus thinks about things in a different way from we do, a bit upside down maybe. All right, we just answered that question. And we answered that question. Okay, whose denarius is it anyway? Denarius being the pay that you get, that love, forgiveness, what else do we say? Salvation. It's God's denarius, as many as you've got. I think the plural is actually denarii, in case my friend who's an ancient history teacher is watching online and she'll go crook at me. Okay, what does this parable teach you about God's kingdom? Anyone like to share what they think that it might be trying to tell us about God's kingdom? Oh, I'll run right over this side now. Oh, keep me exercising.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. It's always the right time to say, yes, God, I'll come and work in your vineyard for the wage that you think is fair. That is a great answer. Anyone like to have anything more to say? You don't have to do it in a rap. Oh, another one. I should have done that while I was up the back.
I think a really good example of that is the thief who died beside Jesus. And he was probably in God's kingdom, I don't know, for 10 seconds or 5 minutes or something before he died.
Okay, that is a really good point. So yes, so some people can come and belong to God's kingdom. How do you belong to God's kingdom and go to work in his vineyard anyway? Believe. Okay. Trust in Jesus. Believe that Jesus is your friend and saviour, and you'll get your wages. You'll get your pay. So looking at things from God's perspective, it's rather different from looking at it from our perspective. I like to think of it as God sees the really big picture. We can only see the little detail of the picture that we might be sitting in or working in. We only see these particular grapes that we're working on. But God looks at the whole picture because our God is so big. And that's what our next song is going to be about. So let's stand up and sing.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong.
We're going now to confess the things we've done wrong to God and seek his forgiveness. We remember that the Lord Jesus died so that sins would be forgiven. We ask for God's forgiveness as we pray together. Holy God, we disobey your commandments. We resist your call. We fail again and again to live in your generous love. We are sorry for all that we do wrong and ask you to forgive us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
God, who has called you, is faithful. Your sins are forgiven and your failures are forgotten. May you live by the Spirit's transforming power through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
So God's grace is so amazing that even when we don't think we deserve it, or we don't think that somebody is worth God bothering about, God's perspective is that everyone who follows Jesus is worthy of that same reward, eternal life with him. Now I'm going to give you some craft. You don't all have to do it, but anyone who wants to can, during the next song, make a fabulous pair of spectacles like these. I don't think I'll change optician. What do you reckon? So to make a fabulous pair of spectacles out of a couple of pipe cleaners to remind us that God looks at things differently. And you'd have to admit, these are different. These are different. Okay, Elizabeth and Liam, would you come and help me hand out the pipe cleaners, please? Everyone needs to get two. Put your hand up, please, if you would like them. People at home who are watching, you'll have to find your own pipe cleaners unless I'm really good at... Okay, you go to that side to people with their hands up and you go to that side. Okay, you want to do it? You going to have a go? And so when you've got your pipe cleaners, we'll go on to the song and see if you can make some specs and we can look at the world in a bit of a different way. Let's now stand together and affirm the faith that we share. Faith is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen.
It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see.
God gives his approval to people because of their faith.
By faith we understand that the entire universe
was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. By faith, we can bring acceptable offerings to God, of which he will approve, showing that we are his righteous people. By faith, we will be taken to heaven, because we ourselves are acknowledged as pleasing to God. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Therefore, since we are part of a community of faith, let us get rid of all that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. Let us all run the race with endurance that God has set before us,
by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. Amen.
Now, Liam and Kelly will give us our prayers for the day, so please sit down.
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you that you are always with us.
We pray that a solution for COVID-19 will be found. We thank you that this unusual last 6 to 7 months has given us a new way of doing things, to stay connected with technology, to do more things together as a family, to spend more time with you, Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Although it looked like things were falling apart on the outside, on the inside, we know that we have you, Jesus, and Lord, you are making a new life for us and providing us with your unending love and grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. We pray that as our borders and our country opens up more, you will keep us safe and help us to work towards a happier and healthier place to live.
Lord, we ask you to guide the leaders of our country and our world. Stop them arguing and calling each other names. Help them to find a different and positive way to work together for the good of all people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Father God, we know many have suffered and are suffering still from sickness, distress, anxiety, or loss. We pray that you will be with them in their time of need and help them to find joy and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Jesus, you are our friend and our Saviour, and we love you. Show us how to live our lives like you by using the gifts you provided of love,
joy,
peace,
patience,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness,
and self-control. We ask for your blessing upon Father Steve and Glenda as they continue to guide us in your truth, and continue that blessing upon our retired priests, our wardens, our parish council, the leaders of all HTK groups, and of course, all of our HTK family. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray that we will always look to you to find a new perspective when things don't seem to be going right.
And Lord, as you taught us to pray, hear our prayer today. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We've got another lovely song to sing now. This one is especially for Father Steve, because he likes racing cars. It's also to remind us that it's finishing the race that's important, and not whether you come first, second, third, or wherever you come in the race. So let's sing My Hope Is in the Lord.
Ooh, 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 ooh. feel a little down, a little worried when I look around. That's why my hope is in, my hope is in the Lord. I fix my eyes upon the God who gives, 'cause all I need is what I have in Him. That's why my hope is in, my hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord, I belong to Him. He will never let me go. My hope is in the Lord, I can count on Him. My hope is in the Lord. I can't help but feel a little
for the people who are watching our live stream, and may the blessing of God who turns your world upside down and inside out go with you, to be with you, to bless you, to make your world colourful, joyful and surprising. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Amen.